For 1,000 years, Shias have believed that at the time of the appearance of the Mahdi, the sun will rise from the west. The sun has risen upon you, an Iranian, from the westernmost country in the world, America. The miracle of the century is this very restart. The sun is the same complete human that is on the lion and sun flag. Restart has brought the sun from the west for you and me, so that the ignorance and foolishness of you and me may set. Happy Eid of the people of Sufism to the ignorant and the wise of the world, because Nowruz is the Eid of the people of Sufism. Welcome to 76, my friend. Welcome to the most dangerous program in 700 years. Welcome to the sun that has risen from the west. Restart. Happy Nowruz of 1396 to you, dear Restart listener, and the non-Restart listener who we hope will become a Restart listener. The miracle of the century is this very restart, a miracle that helped Iranians understand the meaning of their lion and sun flag and what the sun signifies. Who is the Sufi lion with the sword guarding? It is the same sun that is supposed to rise from the west at the time of the appearance of the Mahdi, Hadi, Imam of the time, Elder, Pole, Prophet, Successor. There is always a secret and a mystery in this. Shah Nimatullah Wali says, when Ayn Ro Dal passes the from the year, this is a code. Finding it is very difficult. We, the people of the world, are all looking for a miracle, meaning we don't know what a miracle is. We don't know what a miracle is. We don't know what a miracle is. We didn't know that the sun rises from the west. They thought a pigeon would come from above, a girl would come, and the sun would stick its head out from America for the Iranians. He says, we are the ones who have risen, and not the sun, but the complete human, meaning all wisdom, all knowledge, all understanding, all intellect, and its rising is in the restart program that is being broadcast for you and me. It is very interesting to know that this is the same sign of the appearance that you talk about, signs that are numbers and figures, like Shu'aib ibn Salih. Who is Shu'aib ibn Salih? What is he? These are names, like Zoroaster. His name is Zoroaster. His title is Abraham. Now, why the scrolls of Abraham cannot be found is very clear, because an Abrahamic book simply does not exist. Abraham is the same as Zoroaster, the same Avesta that you were reading, of which 90% is now distorted, and the Zoroastrian priests have made life miserable for the people of Iran. You have heard of 124,000 prophets. In the last cycle of alternation, meaning 110,000 years ago, around 108,000 and something years ago, the last cycle of human creation occurred. This itself is a story that we can talk about later, if we get the chance. A period where it seems as if an Adam and Eve appeared once again. As we speak, approximately 2,300 to 3,000 complete humans have come into the world on planet Earth. How many prophets have you and I had? You have heard of 124,000 prophets. Malik Oshara Yebahar says Saadi is a prophet, Rumi is a prophet, meaning in every era you look at, you see that we had several prophets. This prophet from Hakim Abul Qasim, he has the title of Hakim, from Hakim Abul Qasim Ferdowsi to Sheikh al-Ra'is, even Ibn Sina, who reached Sufism in the final moments of his life but does not have a title in the spiritual path. This means they did not accept him for Sufism. It means it's not about being wise, a scientist, a construction worker, or a doctor. In Sufism, everyone gives up. We haven't had a miracle in this history of ours, meaning you have seen no miracle from the complete human throughout these 108,000 years. There was one Noah who made a prophecy, meaning he made a prediction. He didn't perform a miracle. A flood was supposed to come and a calamity was to descend. He announced that a calamity is coming on such and such a date. For instance, imagine someone comes and says, hey, a war is about to break out in Iran. Or someone says, Turkey will soon become an Islamic Republic. It's called a prophecy. It's called a prediction. Or if we say right now that, hey, for example, this year, because it is the fifth winter, five the sixth, they will see six good springs. If this happens, it's a prediction. Noah didn't do anything special. In that era, scientific advancement in the field of shipbuilding and such, the world hadn't even reached that level of shipbuilding. The world hadn't reached city building yet, meaning they had built skyscrapers in the middle of mountains in ancient times. It hadn't reached that. Now, after Noah's flood, according to our geologist friends, what happened and what was it? Or what tsunami was it? Or was it regional or global? Was there an earthquake or not? These are other discussions. The complete human has shown no miracle until now. In total, throughout all these 3,000 noble complete humans who have existed throughout history, which itself contains a formula that has not yet been revealed, it will be revealed from episode 100 onwards. A very strange and scientific formula is hidden within it, and the relationship between God and the earth has never been severed. Let me ask you, from how many of them have you heard of a miracle? For instance, we say Muhammad ibn Abdullah, a descendant of Zoroaster, meaning the same as Abraham. Because Muhammad says, I am from Abraham. He doesn't say, I am from Moses. And he's right. Why doesn't he say that? He doesn't even say, I am from Jesus. Why? It's true that Jesus was Iranian, but Moses wasn't Iranian. While it's true the Jesuses were Iranian, Isaac is another brother from another mother, and Ishmael is also from another mother. Ishmael is a title, Isaac is also a title. Their names in Persian are different things, which we'll have to talk about later. Muhammad says, I am a descendant, meaning my mother is a mother who was the mother of Ishmael. My father is Zoroaster. He has said this several times. One of the problems the Arabs had with this family who were descendants of Zoroaster was this very issue that existed from the beginning. They shouldn't even talk about Muhammad. Go talk about Jesus. They gave Jesus' father a hard time. History has always been this way. The clergy of religions have always attacked and tormented the fathers of their own eras as much as they could. No miracle occurred. They say Jesus resurrected two people, and there were only a few people around him, 10, 20 people. Now, imagine Hosseini, 20 people are sitting here, and they tell me, perform a miracle. Let's just assume I'm your prophet, I don't know what. So I bring a dead person back to life for 20 people. Well, where did the rest of the people see this? This was for a very small group. The rest didn't all gather to see anything. In total, only a few people have shown miracles. One of them was Moses, who showed it to 400,000 or 500,000 people. Muhammad ibn Abdullah did not show a miracle. The miracle is his own mole, lips, features, eyebrows, eyes, and beauty. His beauty itself is a miracle. The miracle begins with reason. The miracle is distorted. The miracle you hear about is something else. There was also one Abraham, meaning Zoroaster, who showed no miracle. He fell into the fire. He didn't show a fire miracle. Please, tell me what Zoroaster showed. Tell me, Mr. Jesus, besides those few who saw him raise the dead, what else? They drove a few nails and stuff into his hands. What did he show? Throughout history, what? Who showed what? We had 3,000 complete humans who came and showed no miracles, but they did show you a miracle and you didn't get it. The very fact of where the sun rises from, they gave it signs and you didn't get it. Hosseini didn't get it. Example, the greatest miracle of the century is this very aid of Nowruz. But you're waiting for me to release something that turns into a dragon and comes to eat your mom. Then you'd say, that was great, bravo, that dragon ate my mom. Two wires become a radio with millions of listeners. Two radio wires. We don't understand what a miracle is. We know, but we are looking for something else. The biggest slap in the face in history has been Eid Nowruz, meaning Nowruz has proven that everything Hosseini said in Restart is correct. Nowruz has proven this exactly. Nowruz has proven that Sufism is 7,000 years ahead of the world scientists. For understanding, the world scientists must kneel before a Sufi, not a complete human, a Sufi, and not breathe a word, so that the spirit may breathe a word for you. Eid Nowruz. You don't understand this. I don't understand it. We don't pay attention. What kind of miracle is this? The sun enters Aries from Pisces. The second that day and night become equal, the sun enters Aries from this point of the zodiacs. That second is called the vernal equinox, the most scientific concept in the world. What does most scientific mean? It means when they tell you a Sufi understands things 7,000 years ahead of you, ahead of the scientist, ahead of your understanding, Hosseini, they are right. They understand 7,000 years before the rest. 500 years before Darwin, Aziz Nasafi puts forth a very strange theory that religions still oppose. When Sufism presents the theory of Darwin, 500 years before Darwin, we see that everyone is struggling with it. Even now, they struggle with it. We are also monkeys. We are also descended from monkeys. 7,000 years ago, the people of Sufism celebrated Eid Nowruz on a specific date. That date was a scientific date, meaning it was a date to make the world understand 7,000 years later. Hey, you who thought the earth was flat and the sun revolved around the earth, you idiot. We, the people of Sufism, celebrated Eid Nowruz on a specific date 7,000 years ago. I don't know what miracle you're looking for. There has been no complete human who has not celebrated Nowruz until now. The sign of it in Arabia is this Holhalana that we are reciting. Don't think it's Arabic. This is another matter. It says, Ya Muqallib al-Qulub wal-Absar, Ya Mudabbar al-Ili wal-Nhar, Ya Muhawwil al-Hawl wal-Ahwal, Hawwala haluna illa ahsan al-Hal, meaning, O Turner of Hearts and Sights, O Manager of Night and Day, O Transformer of Conditions and States, transform our state to the best of states. This is exactly what the descendants of Zoroaster had, our Ilya ibn Imran, or your Ali ibn Abi Talib, was explaining it to the Arabs. This is a very important day. He recited the prayer for it in Arabic so that the Arabs would understand. It is a precise document that shows they were explaining to them that, hey, your Eid is not a good Eid. You see, many of you might not know, the Eid of the Arabs is not the one they talk about post-Islam nonsensically. The first of Muharram is the Arab Eid. The Arab Eid was, at a minimum, 600 years before the advent of Islam, meaning 600 years before Muhammad ibn Abdullah's parents even entered Arabia, for his parents to come to Arabia so that this noble child could be born there. A great Sufi who would later become a complete human. 600 years before him, they celebrated the festival of Muharram. What are you talking about? Muharram is from 600 years before the rise of Islam. The day of Ashura, the 13th day of the outdoor festival, Sizda Bedar, were all the same. Ashura is from before Islam, not from now. That is why Ali ibn Abi Talib says, if this festival of Muharram that you celebrate is for this Hussein ibn Ali who abandoned his child and left. These are the most comical scenes that happen here. Or Shabir, its Persian name, what happened. So when is the Arab Eid? The first of Muharram is their Eid. When is Ashura? Ashura is from before the appearance of Muhammad ibn Abdullah, a descendant of Zoroaster there. They celebrate their own Eid. The Kaaba, who built the Kaaba. The father of the father of the father of Muhammad's father, who built the Kaaba, meaning he restored the Kaaba of Zoroaster. He restored it again, the Kaaba of Abraham, or the same Zoroaster, he restored it again. Then they went in that direction. So, when is the Arab Eid of Ashura from? Before Islam. It's a joke, what they say, thinking they have an Eid. And we haven't had any of the people of Sufism and Gnosticism throughout history who celebrated Muharram as an Eid. We've never had such a thing, but all of them celebrated the day of Nowruz. The evidence is the document of this very prayer, Ya Muqallib al-Qulub wal-Absar. He said to recite this. He told the Arabs that day, the Arabs said, what is this Eid of theirs? Man, our Eid is this. The Eid of Iranian Sufism is 7,000 years old at a minimum. This is an important day. It is scientific. Well, they didn't understand what scientific meant. They simply didn't understand science back then. Just now when I said it, we understood. We say, he's right. How is that? They calculated it back then, these people who are just now saying we have calculated where the sun goes. Man, in these old times, not so long ago, the days when the churches were making life miserable for the people, saying, hey, don't say the earth revolves around the sun. And 7,000 years ago, They celebrated the entry of the sun from Pisces into Aries, calling it the vernal equinox. This very document is a miracle. This, meaning we are 7,000 years ahead of the world scientists. Hold your head high, Iranian. The reason Iran is in such a mess is only because the people of Sufism have been in it throughout history. So that became the Arab Eid. When is the Christian's aid? Christians didn't even have an aid before that. During the Roman era, they had no aid. During times like after Noah, Nowruz belongs to Noah, not Zoroaster. Nowruz existed before him. That's why Chahar Shambe Suri became Zoroaster's. It became the day of the health of the complete human. But Sizda Bedar also existed. But during Zoroaster's time, Nowruz was completely forgotten, meaning like now. You people are celebrating the Chahar Shambe Suri festival, but the government doesn't accept it. It was the same way back then. Meaning what? The people celebrated, then the government would say, this is superstition. The main festival is the 2,000-something-year-old royal festivals. The Shah also made a mistake. The Nowruz festival, which has left the world dumbfounded, is based on knowledge, not science. The knowledge of Iranians is equal to the knowledge of the entire world. We forgot the celebration of such a great day, and Zoroaster revived this day again, meaning he said, folks, this Eid is scientific, for God's sake, don't mess with it. In a few thousand years, it will be announced in the Restart program that this is scientific, and people remember that, wow, Iranians were very knowledgeable, they had consciousness, and it is a miracle, you just don't pay attention. Now, for the Eid, wait for a pigeon to come from above, a girl to come. These people celebrate the birth on December 23rd, then it's over, 3rd century AD, because the Gospel was written 240-something years after Christ. I'm saying 50 years, 40 years, give or take. I'm giving an approximation, so don't come tomorrow and say I was off by 7 years. I don't know. I read this 30 years ago, 25 years ago. The 3rd century AD, in other words, when the king of that time became a Christian, they came and created a date called Eid. December 23rd, the day of Christ, 7 days later became January, meaning it's 7 days off. The 1st of January is comical as an Eid because the Eid should be December 23rd. They also said, hey, this passed, we'll forget it, and we'll do something about these 7 days. But from the 1st of January, it's a new Eid. So the world has no Eid. Eid means Iran. Eid means Nowruz. Eid means knowledge, science, learning. Eid means Sufism. Eid means understanding. Eid means flaunting our knowledge that we understood 7,000 years before the world did. They went beyond this. The Gnostics, the people of Sufism, went beyond this. So we don't see an Eid among Christians either. All Jewish histories are the same way. All religions are the same way. All religions are the same way. So your own blessed ancient Eid belongs to Noah. It was revived in the era of Zoroaster, and then Chahar Shambe Suri, after the exile of Zoroaster, slowly became fashionable. And 50 years after Chahar Shambe Suri, it was again turned into superstition by governments and religions, which continues to this day. They are all celebrating, but they don't know why they are celebrating, and the government keeps saying it's superstition. That's why the joke continues. So Arabs have no aid, Europe has no aid, the world has no aid. The world's aid is written based on restart. The earth passes winter and moves towards spring. They call it the vernal equinox. The earth restarts and the earth reminds you that you died and came back to life. You have restarted again after 700 years. A program is presented through a beautiful one so that Hosseini can be restarted, so the dead earth can be restarted. That is why the year 96 is the year of the people of Sufism, the first year of the people of Sufism. Why? Because the restart listeners have restarted. Nature has restarted again. It is the second of the earth's restart. That is why governments throughout history try to announce the new year's turnover a few minutes, a few seconds, this way or that way to the people. so that the people can sit down in unison at the very second the earth is supposed to restart and pray for the regime to be changed, and maybe one prayer will be answered in the midst of it, meaning even right now. The time of the new year has been presented to you a little off here and there. I just wanted you to get the gist of it because that time is very important. So, the time of the earth's restart. The world is the same. Why? Because every breath that is taken is the same. The complete human, the wave we explained in previous programs, and today, since I only want to talk about Nowruz, the wave that comes into the world is not like the one before. What does that mean? Because the world of power is within the complete human. Look at the ocean waves. You place a camera by the ocean. Every wave that comes is not like the previous wave. No two waves are alike in the ocean. That is why Rumi and others use the analogy of a wave. It either has two more drops or two fewer drops. No tree is like the tree next to it, my fellow countrymen. It has one or two more or fewer leaves. A tree is not something that gives 74 apples and gives the same 74 apples the next year. This itself means restart, meaning all of it is, we are from above and we go above. We die again and are born again. The complete human is the same, so this year's Eid is very different from last year's. That is why the sorcerers and magicians, as friends say, those who work with governments, now do not know if they can maintain the regime or not. Why? Because a new wave has come. It takes time for them to identify this new wave based on astrology, astronomy, and so on. This is in the hands of the Beautiful One. He gives it whenever he wants. Every new wave has a new structure for the universe. This very inhalation and exhalation also exists in the world. So every breath that goes in the physical form of the complete human, is the sustenance of life, and when it comes out, it is the joy of the essence. So, in every breath, the complete human has two eyes, and that belongs only to him, to no one else. This breath that he takes in and lets out transforms the galaxies, the universe. Not just the Big Bang bubble of the world that you and I are in, it shakes up all these bubbles. The bubbles return to the ocean, they die, it's over, their time passes, a new wave enters. Again, a bubble. That is why they say the cycle of humanity is 108,000 years now. This is the last cycle of alternation that you and I are in. A new wave, a new world, and the world is never like the second before it. Everything is in motion because we are from above and we go above, and all of this is scientific. So, what is the miracle of the century in the 7,000-year history since Noah? The very fact that you are celebrating the Eid is a sign that we have understood well for 7,000 years. What is the miracle by the people of Sufism? So, happy Eid of Sufism to you. I will read a poem by Rumi for you. So we have the chance. Today, since it's Nowruz, the topic is Nowruz. We go with a Nowruz theme. Sufis celebrate two Eids with every breath. Spiders celebrate by shredding a fly. My fellow countryman Rumi says, look, it's true that the people of Sufism have explained the history of the sun's entry from Pisces and all that. You understood the vernal equinox 7,000 years ago, but understand something else too. Sufis, meaning the beings, the humans, the people who are around the complete human, not the complete human himself, are also the same way. This is the complete human. When they reach that level, they are the same way. When they pass those stages, they are the same way. Why? Because they see him, and his own heartbeat becomes one with the mother's heartbeat. That's why he hears the mother's heartbeat. He understands what he is doing. Sufis in a moment or in every moment celebrate two Eids. Spiders shred flies. means to tear a fly to pieces. He says, what is the spider's happiness from the Eid? It means two spiders are happy. You see how foolish he is, sitting with his mother, the spider. There is a father too. They come, put on new clothes, dance, and then kiss. They congratulate each other. They are so foolish that they congratulate each other, and then they sit and watch a movie. The spiders are these people. He says the spiders shred flies. The king is in prison. Someone is being killed. He has created a political prison because of words, because of his mind, because of something God gave me. Forget God, the complete human in essence, gave it to you and me so that I could speak. The ruler says, don't speak. This is the same as the spiders in my house. $1 billion in the bank account, these are the ones. He's caught two flies in the entire universe. He's caught two flies and he's shredding them, meaning he's tearing their meat apart. He is happy. When is the spider's eyed? When he shreds a fly. Every time he looks at his web, he says, wow, I was able to fool people, eat more, make more money. I created an expediency council, the expediency discernment council for myself. I created the house of leadership for myself. For myself, I've built houses. I have powers. Anyone who wants to come, I'll destroy them. I'll kill them. I'll beat them. I am the king of such and such place. I am also the supreme jurist, Nimrod. The supreme jurist, all this nonsense. Rumi says, good son. Sufis celebrate two Eids with every breath. Spiders celebrate by shredding a fly. You increase their alfalfa a little and they happily celebrate Eid. Otherwise, a Sufi is celebrating Eid every moment. Why? Because Sa'di says, the prophet of his own time says, every breath that is inhaled is a prolongation of life, and when it is exhaled, it is a refresher of the soul. Therefore, in every breath, two thanks are due, two thanks are due. There are two prostrations, two thanks, bow down, prostrate, give thanks. So it is clear that it is the same in your body. Every breath that goes into your body, so it is clear that when you see the complete human, he teaches you something so that with every breath you take with him and exhale with him, you kill the winter of your dead body's filth when you inhale, and when you exhale, you turn it into spring. This is the Eid. So the vernal equinox is also in my body and yours. This is something you should have known. Now, some people like the ignorant and uneducated Hosseini don't understand, and they really don't understand. I, for example, celebrate Eid once a year and dance with my mom. Some people like the Sufis, every moment they breathe in and out, they transform the winter within them into a magnificent spring. The suns light up as candles to martyr the darkness. Again, every atom became like the speech of the trumpet, to make your martyr blessed. The old wheel turns around them, to make their old things new. He says, you see this earth. The old wheel is for throwing out the old things, not the old things. It's written in a way that you can say, old, worn out. If you can read it this way, you can also read it this other way. See, when I tell you a word, I put a dot in the middle of it, a comma, a shift, how much difference it makes. This is it. Look, the old wheel turns around them to make their old things new. You can read it this way, but it's wrong. It's ancient things, not worn out things. Kohan Hash means that before restart, you were ancient. Before restart, you understood nothing. You became new. You, hope, has come to the country. People suddenly became happy, meaning people woke up. People's collective wisdom was shaken. He has thrown out these ancient things. He went before his father, like Zoroaster, like Abraham, who is the same as Zoroaster, and said, your father, I do not want the religion of my father and mother. The most wretched religion is your religion. First, he told his parents, I do not accept your religion. I respect you. I kiss your hand, but I do not accept your religion. He threw his ancient ways in the trash. The new has come. He has opened the eye of his heart to see the soul, to see what is unseen. My fellow countrymen, here he says, to make its ancient things new. You throw those ancient things in the trash and start again. Does a pigeon come from above? Who are you looking for up there? Mahdi means one who guides every nation. Who is the nation now? Now it's these humans, these 7 billion who will all be dead in 60 years. Can the relationship between God and man be severed? the Mahdi of the time, the Hadi of the time, the Messiah of the time, the Imam of the time. It all means the Imam of the time. Despite those enviers who wish to make what is near to you distant. He says that like those envious ones, meaning he's talking to the clergy, they want to make what is near to you, meaning the Imam of the time that Hosseini is explaining now, distant, to make him far away, to say that a pigeon comes from above, a single girl. He's explaining it precisely. He wants to make what is near to you distant, meaning the complete human that you must recognize now. He makes him seem far away to you. He says the Messiah is coming. Oh, fellow countrymen, it was the same with the government for 2,000 and something years. The Christians say, make peace with the government. The Messiah is coming. The Messiah is coming to save us. The Messiah saves his own era. It has nothing to do with you anymore. There is a period they say he will come later. I'll even kiss your hand, he'll come. Fine, let him come. It's not for this era, it's for the next era. It's for the era of Husseini's children. The name of Husseini's children has become, for example, Black Taluk, a name that doesn't exist now. Later, for example, they'll take names from planets, like they'll say the planet Pishtablak, and he'll name his child that. He'll say, Pishtablak, come give Daddy a kiss. The Messiah of the next era is for that era and has nothing to do with you, my dear. They will buy the envious out of their envy and make everyone a seeker and a disciple. He says, if this beautiful one wants to cause trouble, he will cause trouble. He will make everyone a seeker. He will make everyone a disciple. He will make everyone enter the valley of seeking. It might take 700 years. But Shah Nimatullah Wali said that the sun will rise from the west. What comes? The complete human is recognized again. They understand the complete human. Oh my God, it exists. They are all the alchemy of happiness. They manifest in all their actions. And that too is stolen from the moon of the unseen, that sometimes they make pure and sometimes impure. Cool is that moment when all the parts, without combinations, they make one. This is the very unity of being. It says, cool is that moment when all the parts of the universe, without combinations, which I explained in the previous program and will continue in the next one, they make one. One means to unite and to make one, and the people of the world are not monotheists. They have 55 million gods. Now that donkey at the door of Mashhadi Abbas 500 years ago was his god. He'd come out and see his donkey wasn't there, and he'd cry. The donkey had to carry him and bring him back. He was after money. It's different now. You have a Porsche. You just don't know what this shredded meat prey means. You sit in this Porsche and look at the person next to you. You look at them in a certain way. The look of the wise upon the foolish. You think wisdom is, for example, driving a Porsche. Or you think you're in the government and the rest are the same. For example, a beggar is the same. Let's not think it's about money and wealth. That beggar, when you pass by, says, yeah, that scoundrel, who knows where he got it from? This itself is also gadid. What's it to you where he got it from? If he stole it, the independent judge will deal with him. If not, he went and worked. He worked harder. We don't know where it came from. We know nothing. Silence is the best response. Stop this and close the oven's mouth so they can make your bread into a bread dish, meaning eaten, crumbled. This crumbled bread that we talk about, he calls sarid. It's a word that means to crumble this bread, to break the bread into pieces in the abgusht, a traditional soup, and pour it in. So, Sufis celebrate two Eids with every breath. Very beautiful. I don't know anymore, from Rumi, from Saadi, from Hafez, whichever one of them we understand, we have understood the world. Each of these has very great messages and very important goals. All of them have gone to this world and seen the realms, and they have explained it for you and me. So, the Eid, our Iranian Eid, is a miracle of knowledge and has existed, and it is an indicator that we ourselves have proof to show that we had knowledge. Our age shows that we had knowledge, and we understood we had meters and centimeters. It shows that we knew many things. It shows that we knew the earth revolves around some people. It shows that we fully understood the earth's rotational motion, meaning it's in rotational motion. All of them are changing. These changes that are occurring show that the people of Sufism knew everything but back then. If they had said, hey, this is scientific, it's the vernal equinox, they wouldn't have known. They just celebrated at a certain time. If they had told people it was the vernal equinox, first of all, the clergy would have attacked and killed them, saying, Sufi, what does vernal equinox mean? Does it mean the earth doesn't revolve around the sun revolves around the earth? You say the earth revolves around the sun. They would have been destroyed. They said, no man, let's celebrate, let's dance, it's a good day. I entrust you to the breath of the complete human, and in this aid, a very dangerous aid, an aid that started with the number 13, an aid where the sun has unfortunately also risen from the west, an aid whose year, day, month, and second are important. I entrust you to the breath of the complete human, for we do not know in which breath in and in which breath out we will become an infidel. We do not know which infidel will become a believer and which believer will become an infidel. To the breath that, whenever it comes, it is not known. Will Hosseini be the same as the one sitting here? Will they show the same kindness to a filthy person named Hosseini to create such a program? We do not know. We only hope that it is always an aid for us, even until the moment of our death, that we are restarted again. And in the breath of the complete human, in this great global and scientific test, we do not disappoint him. I entrust you to that breath of the beautiful, beautiful one, to a being who has always shown kindness to you and me in the universe. Sufis celebrate two Eids with every breath. Spiders celebrate by shredding a fly. Farewell, my fellow countrymen.